Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week with us on the show. Once again, Matt from Trivium, how you doing?
Very good, how are you?
It's great to have you back on the show. I know you guys just got back from Europe and did some major touring out there. Tell us how it was.
The shows were amazing. We played about half the shows were festivals, half of them were headliners. The headliners were 500 to 1,000 people. And then the festivals were about 10 to 90,000 people. We played Bakken Open Air for the second time. We were direct support to the headliners. And yeah, 90,000 people during our set. We built up basically what looked like the world of the Vengeance Falls cover on the stage. So we had like mountains everywhere. We didn't get to use pyro quite yet, but we're using CO2, which is like the cold version, which seems to match the artwork for the record a lot. So it was really cool to kind of go in that direction, the Iron Maiden production, something we've always wanted to do but haven't been able to do. And finally, we were able to do that. And we used it in pretty much even all the small clubs as well, like a scaled back version of the mountains. So hopefully we'll have something built up in the U.S. for this upcoming tour.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, last time you played Vakken, I actually was lucky enough to be out there and see Vakken for the first time, and it was amazing. I mean, they went crazy for Trivium, and that was, you know, I know it's the first time you guys played that festival, but the response was tremendous. I can only imagine how much better it's gotten since then.
Yeah, this year it was even better, and Vakken, I'd say, is the greatest festival in the world for metal, or hell, it's my favorite festival of any festival that I've ever been to in the entire planet. The fact that 80 to 90 to 100,000 people show up to this thing. And mind you, a week after Vakken finished, next year's Vakken was already sold out.
So yeah, it's crazy.
Already sold out. And Emperor is headlining, and Emperor has reformed to headline that festival.
That is going to be ridiculous. Full Metal Jackie with Matt from Trivium. Let's do a track from their upcoming album, Vengeance Falls. This is Brave This Storm. Full Metal Jackie with Sacred Reich. Trivium before that, Matt from Trivium is with us. Just talking a little bit about the Metal Fest in Germany, Vakken. Fans come from all over Europe to attend Vakken, and people are just so psyched to be there. And with the amount of alcohol and everything that goes on there, there's like no fights, and people are just taking care of each other. It's a really cool vibe.
Yeah, it's done right. You know, a lot of the festivals we've seen in the States, I'm having to stop every other song because people are fighting. And other spots of the world, you don't really see the fighting, but maybe not as big of a turnout. But Vakken is incredible. It's all metal bands. People take care of each other. This time we were able to, actually all four of us in the band and our manager walked around the entire thing just to see what it was like. We went to like, all like the metal shops where they sell every t-shirt from every obscure band and get to see all the different stages and everything. It was really amazing, and I hope I have time. I hope that we're not busy, that I can at least fly to just go watch next year's Emperor play. It's that cool a festival. It's my favorite festival. It's the most well-run, most well-organized, and fans are taking really good care of it, that festival as well. And so I think the fans are as well.
Full Metal Jackie, gonna take a little break. Coming up, though, we're gonna get to Suicidal Tendencies, New Amon Amarth, and more with Matt from Trivium. It's all on the way. That was Tear Out the Heart with Coffin Eyes. New music from their debut CD, Violence, which is out now. You can see them on the road this fall. Suicidal Tendencies before that. Full Metal Jackie, Matt from Trivium with us on the show. There's a new Trivium album coming out in October called Vengeance Falls. And Matt, each Trivium album gets closer and closer to sounding timeless, especially this new one. What's been the biggest factor in evolving to the point of being able to do that?
I think it really comes with time. I guess some bands are able to pull off their sound, their look, their image, everything that is that brand on the first record that comes out. I think Slipknot did that incredibly well with their self-titled record. I think you see that every once in a while. You know, Rammstein, Herz Allied, it immediately had what their vision was, what they were as a band, all figured out on one record. For us, Ascendancy, yeah, we had a huge part of our music figured out. And I don't know it's our second record, but we had a huge part of the music figured out. But we didn't really know what we were going to look like. You know, we had to grow up in the public eye. We had to figure out how we were supposed to dress, how we were supposed to perform on stage, where a lot of other bands had years to figure that in the local scene. Our local scene was spent 12 years old to 16 years old playing in bars in Orlando and then instantly started touring around the world. So I guess with every record, we've figured out more and more what we are and what we do best as a band. If I had to be very critical of Vengeance Falls, I would say it captures the best key ingredients of the previous five records, speaking in terms of everything that could be done on the record. Lyrics, visuals, music, songwriting, instrumentation, all of that. I think every best ingredient, every key ingredient from the previous five records are present in Venue's Fall. So I think it just came with time and in terms of our band.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Matt from Trivium with us on the show. Vengeance Falls is going to be out October 15th. Coming up, some Iron Maiden. We'll get to new music from Norma Jean, and we'll have more with Matt. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Iron Maiden. Matt from Trivium with us on the show. The new Trivium album, Vengeance Falls, is going to be out in stores October 15th. And Matt, David Draiman, better known as a singer, Disturbed, Vice, then a producer. What initially attracted you to him to produce Vengeance Falls, and what was the biggest impact he made on the finished album?
The first time I ever met David was in 2005. Trivium was second of five for the Danzig tour. I forgot what the name of the tour was, but we were second of five on the bill. We played the Chicago show, and right after the set, we were kind of walking around, and David Draiman comes up and says, "Hey, I'm David from Disturbed, and I just want to let you know I'm a fan of your band." And that blew all of our minds, because we've been fans of the band of Disturbed since they started. I remember seeing Disturbed at the first Orlando show in 1999 or 2000 when they were supporting Danzig. It was Danzig 6 feet under direct support, and Disturbed was the first band. And so we met him in 2005. He was a fan. We ran to him at least once or twice a year over the next couple of years at festivals here and there or different things. And, we had the opportunity. Disturbed brought us over to Australia. Disturbed, Trivium, and As It Lay Dying. We were able to defend them a little bit more than we did Mayhem together. I gave David a copy of In Waves to listen to in the middle of the tour. At the end of the tour, he approached us and said, "Never before did I feel like you guys were ready to make the jump that you're about to, that you could make right now. And I would love to help you guys do that." And when we heard that, we were really stoked, but we weren't sure what that meant. And we started digging in and finding out that, yeah, he's been doing the production work for Disturbed. And then he showed us what was going to be Device. Right when we heard Device, we all said to ourselves, yeah, this guy is a producer. He knows exactly what to do. Because all the ingredients that we loved as fans of Disturbed songs and of Disturbed production were present in Device. So we knew right there and then that he was a... not only a singer, not only a songwriter, but also a producer.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt from Trivium. Right now, a tune from Amon Amarth and their latest record. They did an awesome job playing Mayhem this summer, and looking forward to seeing them again very soon. This is Deceiver of the Gods. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Matt from Trivium with us. Vengeance Falls is out October 15th. And Matt, you're going to be on the road with Devil Driver in September, on tour with other bands. Are you a student of what they do, and what band that you've toured with has made the longest lasting impact on Trivium?
You can always learn something from every kind of band, from every kind of genre, whether a new band or an old band, a legendary band or a non-legendary band, you can learn something. I mean, even just this last run, the very first show we played was in Bucharest, Romania. We were playing with Rammstein for the first time. Rammstein has been a huge influence on me and everything that I try to do creatively in life, I guess. If you look at all the storyline videos of Trivium from In Waves, that was taking a huge note from what Rammstein did and the way they do it. They make their music videos, mini films. Same thing with the, not trying to make it the way they do it, but learning from the way that they did it in their music videos or their live show, the uniform. That's kind of what I was going with In Waves. When I saw them this time in Bucharest, it inspired me even more, like down to watching how Till is a frontman and how the band approaches performance. Outside of all the pyrotechnics and all the theatrical stuff, you can still learn a lot from what they're doing that a band like us is capable of doing without all the pyrotechnics and all the insane stage production. But it gives us something to work towards. You know, I always say, I was just talking to one of the main promoters who runs Wacken, X-Fest, and ELB Riot in Germany, and I was saying we got to see Rammstein, and once again it reminded me, when we can and as soon as we can, I want just as much pyro as they have, and I want just as crazy of a stage show as they have. I won't be buggering any of our band members off a 20-foot ramp that goes in the sky or anything like that, but everything else.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Hafey from Trivium is our guest. Still to come, music from Norma Jean, Metallica, and much more. Next. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Matt from Trivium again with us on the show. And do pick up Vengeance Falls October 15th. And looking forward to the Trivium Devil Driver co-headlining tour, also on the bill after The Burial and Psilosis, and that kicks off September 12th. Matt, Disney World is generally the first thing that comes to mind when someone says Orlando. Mickey Mouse, not necessarily metal. What about that area made the biggest impact on you as a musician, both growing up and now?
Yeah, people always do. Whenever I mention that, people usually, I guess, other bands, other journalists usually assume we're from Europe, which is kind of strange. They're like, oh, yeah, you guys are from the UK, right? Can't you tell by our accent that we're not from the UK? Yeah, we're from Orlando. Disney is actually about 40 minutes or so south of where I live, in a city called Kissimmee, but it's easier associated with Orlando. Growing up in Central Florida, was known for boy bands, was known for pop punk, ska, country's pretty big, a lot of radio rock. I think it was from being surrounded by all that, and from that being what the majority accepted was what drove me into wanting to do the furthest thing from all that, which was metal. When people think, when European bands think of their favorite bands, you know, a lot of the Swedish bands in the Gothenburg scene were very influenced from Tampa death metal. So whenever they hear Florida, they're like, oh yeah, Tampa death metal scene. That's something that I missed out on. It was really in the early 90s to the mid-90s when the death metal scene was around. So I wasn't even really aware of what death metal was until after I'd gotten into the original gateway metal bands, the bands of Metallica, Pantera, Slayer, Megadeth, Testament. Got into those first and then started trekking more of the extreme stuff. But I think with just the inundation of kids being into pop punk and ska and then soon into, I guess, whatever pop punk and ska became that you could call what it is now. I don't even know what to call it anymore. That stuff that incorporates dance and dubstep and all this weird stuff and the pop punk, which is fine if that's your thing, but it's just obviously not my thing. That made me want to metal.
Matt from Trivium is with us. Full Metal Jackie, some Metallica for you right after this. That was new music from El Nino, Forgive Me Father, from their latest album Epidemia. Their American Epidemia tour set aimed to honor America's military and service personnel. Go to their website to find out about what you get with that military ID. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Matt from Trivium on the show. Matt, looking forward to hearing more tunes from Vengeance Falls. It's on October 15th. We'll see you out on the Trivium Devil Driver tour next month. And I really appreciate you being on the show. Congratulations on the success of your Europe run. And looking forward to seeing you soon.
Definitely. Thank you very much. And there are two legs of that tour. So if people don't see their hometowns and their home cities and home states and are bummed about it, they may be showing up in the second leg of the tour.